It has been almost a year since some portions of Arizona's controversial immigration enforcement law, that's SB 1070, were declared unconstitutional by a federal judge. I'm not sure if Arizona was feeling that it's been neglected in recent weeks, but they do have some of the state legislators there have proposed more than a dozen anti-immigration bills now. One bill would allow Arizona to build its own wall between it and Mexico. Another would require hospitals to check the legal status of their patients. Illegal immigrants would be barred from driving in the state, enrolling in schools, receiving most public benefits. They would be able to check their immigration status if the kids were homeschooled. Children would receive special birth certificates that would make it clear the state doesn't recognize them as Arizona citizens. And the bill supporters are hoping this time around they can face down the feds and assert state rights. Joining us now from Tucson is our good friend Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAT Public Radio. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
So Arizona was feeling like it hadn't gotten the shine of the spotlight in a while. Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting series of bills. As you said, we've managed to be in the spotlight pretty continually for the last few months. And even on 1070, earlier this month, the governor and new attorney general filed a countersuit against the federal government based on 1070, saying the federal government isn't doing its job.
Right. All right. So, I mean, are these all coming from the same legislator? Is this from a group of people?
It's from a group of people, but really the one who's leading this in many ways is Senate President Russell Pierce. He is the new Senate president, but he is the one who last year was the sponsor, or one of the sponsors, the main sponsor of 1070. And when he took over as Senate president, he said, you know what, we have such big budget problems and other things going on, we're not going to do a lot of immigration this year. And lo and behold, when the legislative session got going, all kinds of bills were filed. He filed the latest one, the one that would not allow driving in the state if you're undocumented, and would force children to prove, or parents of children to prove, that they're in the country legally before they could go to public schools and things like that. So that promise didn't hold very long.
But I mean, it seems to me that some of these are, I mean, I realize that the argument in Arizona, in the legislature at least, is that they're asserting states' rights. But it seems to me that some of these are blatantly unconstitutional.
Oh, absolutely. They know that there are going to be challenges of some of these, and frankly, that's what they're hoping for, they being the sponsors of these. They want to go to the Supreme Court and have the government explain why the states can't do this, and they're hoping to win, or at least force the government to, as they see it, enforce the border.
All right. I wanted to come up with this proposed amendment that one of the senators from Tucson proposed yesterday that would allow Pima County to secede from the state. And the senator said, while this is tongue in cheek, I can't tell you the overwhelming support I'm getting from Southern Arizona to secede. We don't want to be part of a state that continues to embarrass Arizona. Obviously, she's not entirely serious about it. But tell me about the divide in the public over these kind of controversial proposals.
Absolutely. Yeah, this movement started actually a couple of days ago in Pima County. There's a group that's trying to get this put on the ballot for 2012, and now we're taking this up through the legislature.
Seriously, put on the ballot? Sorry, Buzz, to interrupt you, but they seriously, as a serious proposal.
They claim they're serious. Again, they may be just trying to make a point, but they say they'll go out and gather signatures to get this put on the ballot. We'll see. Yeah, this is just a few days old. We'll see if they really get out and start really working this, or they're just trying to make a point. They claim they're serious, but this is only a couple of days old at this point. But there is a divide. Pima County is, for lack of a better term, an island of blue in a sea of red. And the legislature, which is dominated by Maricopa County, Phoenix, is much more conservative than Pima County. And a lot of people in Pima County feel like they're not getting the full representation of the legislature, even though much of the Pima County delegation is Democratic. So they, the idea behind this is, okay, fine, we'll go and form our own state. Again, how serious they really are, I think one could debate, but they are moving it.
Although you could say, Buzz Conover of KUAT, that there are a few islands of blue in the sea of red in Arizona. I mean, Flagstaff is a Democratic stronghold. There are a number of cities which are strongly Democratic in a state that's recently known for being extremely Republican.
Absolutely, absolutely. At this point, we're not hearing anything out of Flagstaff, them, you know, doing a similar secession movement. But that is very true.
But okay, Buzz Conover, with all this entire packet of more than a dozen anti-immigration bills, some of them, as we said, clearly unconstitutional. Will they get passed? Will they make it to the governor's desk and get signed?
Some of these will definitely get passed. Will they get signed? That's hard to say. There were some things last year that were direct challenges to federal authority on other levels that the governor did not sign, saying that's just going to end us up in court. But immigration is a different story. She very well may sign them.
And if she does sign them, as you say, this is simply a chance for Arizona to go to the Supreme Court and argue for states' rights?
Exactly. Exactly. And they also say to force the government's hand on immigration. That's what the backers of this say. This really is a chance to force the government to enforce the border, which they say the federal government is not doing.
Last quick question for you, Buzz Conover. If they want to have the southern part of Arizona secede, what would they call the new state?
You know, I've heard all kinds of things tossed around. One, of course, is Baja Arizona, which Southern Arizona has always kind of tongue-in-cheek called itself. I don't think we have an official name yet, though.
That would be quite the competition to come up with the name. Christopher Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAT Public Radio, as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.